everything and go to the beach for the day.
Hello?
Thank you for choosing Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Phil Crook, C-R-O-O-K.
Can you verify your address and email address?
Yes, 9013 191st Street East, Puyallup, Washington, 98375. Email is philwcrook@gmail.com.
Okay, I have your account available, sir, for your Star Trek Enterprise D. How may I help you?
So I just received an email on the James Bond DB5 saying that credit card charge couldn't go through.
Let me get to that account, sir.
And what was interesting is I'm seeing charges. I have a couple of charges, but they're on two separate credit cards. So.
The credit card that ends in 8188 is for the James Bond, and that account is canceled, and that was back in 2019. And I have only one more account, which is a Star Trek Enterprise D, and it's loading now, and I'll tell you the card. This is the same card, 8188.
So it should be 6034 should be the credit card number.
Okay. For James Bond, do you have a different account number for your – do you have a new James Bond account?
Yeah. So that is account number – you ready?
I'm ready.
246-949-40-005.
Okay, your phone number is not added on this account. That's why it did not come up when I put your phone number in. May I have your phone number, please?
425-577-9459.
Okay, 425-577-9459.
Correct.
Hold on. The address got to be in the correct place. Okay, this card is also under 8188 that expires 7/2024. And your payment did go through. Your payment went through on May 17th. Well, no, they tried to bill you today for your next shipment of 8.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see, 8188. I don't know. Okay. Well, here's what's interesting. So I'm also seeing a charge for $65.40. I have a couple of them against a complete different credit card. And that's against, let's see, where's even the number? It's my PayPal, but I have a couple of them. Do you see anything for $65.40?
I could double check, but everything I looked under so far is on a regular card. You're getting bill for your Star Trek Enterprise. They're billing you every week for $61.40. You was billed on May 7th. And you were billed on May 18th. They got to bill your frequency to be charged every week.
Okay. All right. So what's interesting is I am getting billed $65.40. Let me see if I can find all these transactions, because I know there's more. There's more than one. So I know. Let me just see if I can find. Find it here. That's interesting. My What did I show? If May 21st, I'm showing a charge for $65.40, and I'm looking down here. And I'm showing another one on March 31st, April 23rd, and now May 21st, all for $65.40. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The first one was $4.95. First one was $4.95, and the other two are $65.40.
One second, sir. I'm looking now and see what all, excuse me, see what all we have active. And I'm looking for those charges, okay? One moment.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so you also have a Star Trek Enterprise D account. You paid $4.95 on April 1st to get started. That was last month. And your monthly subscription started on April 23rd for $65.40. Your second shipment just was billed on May 21st. And that's for your Star Trek Enterprise D.
Okay, so here's the thing I'm confused with is that it's hitting two different cards. So I've got It's hitting my PayPal credit card,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm also hitting my Capital One. So that's
you have your accounts on two different things. Your Star Trek Enterprise D is being paid through PayPal. Your other accounts are being paid through that MasterCard.
What's my other account?
Okay, the Star Trek Enterprise D is PayPal. We closed it out. The Star Trek Enterprise D. Let me go here. Look like you have two accounts because this Star Trek Enterprise D was started on May 16th. I'm sorry, March 16th. You paid $195 to get started on this one. You went
Enterprise.
Excuse me.
Are you saying I have two Enterprise? Because
yes.
I'm only getting shipments. I haven't received any double shipments.
Let me write it down so I can go. I won't have to, because once I switch screens, I'm on something different. Just one moment, okay? I'm going to write down the order number and what it is and what you're being billed and what card, okay? Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done. And this account was started on, hold on, on 3/16. It was $1.95, and then it's $61.40 every week. Now let me get out of this account, go here. One second. Okay, I have what I'm looking for now. And one in 006. And that's going through PayPal. And that's the Star Trek Enterprise D as well. It was started on 4/1/21 and it's $65.40 per month. Okay, you do have two Star Trek Enterprise D collections. You have two different order numbers. They were done on two different months. You started one in March with your bank card that is an 8188. And you started a second one on eaglemouse.com on April 1st.
Well, I didn't. And I haven't even received a double shipment.
Okay, let me look at the addresses. The one that is being billed to your MasterCard, the product is going to 90131 Street E or Suite E.
No, it's Street East. Yeah.
Okay, and let me check the other one. The one that's on PayPal is also going to 90131 Street East. And we sent out an introductory offer the first week of April. We sent out the sack of build up 3, 4, 5, and 6 on April 23rd. They just billed you on May 24th to send out 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay, so here's what everything should look like. It should be a weekly for both the DB5 and the Enterprise, but only one of each. And I don't know why I have two of the Enterprise, and I haven't received duplicates of the Enterprise.
Okay. Well, let me give you two order numbers, and then I'm going to get you to someone that can track it. I doubt if I can, but I'm going to double check and see can I pull up some tracking information on this order. I'm going to give it a try and see if it's going to work for me.
And I want to also make sure that both of those accounts are using my Capital One card.
Yeah, they're not. Well, you're talking about the ones that you want and not the duplicate, correct? Because the duplicate is the one under. Capital. The duplicate is one. The duplicate one is only on the PayPal. So give me 1 second. It is gonna load for me. Thank you. And then I'm gonna get the tracking on this one. One moment. Okay, I have tracking information for your $4.95 shipment and the first $65 shipment. And the one that we just charged you for, that one is still processing to go out because it was done this month. So I'm going to track. Let me get it. Let me click on it and see what's taking me. Okay. I'm going to send you an email with the tracking information for the one for PayPal that shows it was delivered to your front porch. They did not say they put it in your mailbox or anything. They put it at your door. Hold on 1 second.
I swear to you, I have not received duplicates on any of my Star Trek.
I understand. This is what we have to do, but just give me one moment.
I know, but I don't understand why I have two accounts.
Yeah, well, they were done at separate times.
I understand that.
Let's see what I need to do. I tell you what I need to do. I need to do this. I'm gonna put that there for a second. Let me check this second tracking number. Our order just was delivered on the 6th. Let me pull that up. Let me go back. And I'm going to put this. Dang it. I didn't mean to do that. Put that right there. Now I need to go, need to minimize this. Hold on 1 second and close this. Go to your email. Hold on 1 second. Okay, the first email I'm sending you is the most recent one for the 6540, your first 6540, the duplicate on PayPal.
Okay.
And then this next email I'm going to send you is the one for the $1.95 when the order was first placed for the intro order. And then the second one, they have the second $65 charge, that one is on its way. Hold on one second.
Okay. So how do I get that canceled?
I can cancel it for you now so it doesn't happen again. Give me one moment. Let me get this information to you. Okay, I'm getting this to you. Okay, the one I'm sending now is for the $195 on that second order that was placed in April. The one that you want to keep was placed in May. This one was started up in April. And then you have one more shipment supposedly coming to you that we just billed you for. I'm taking care of the cancellation for you now. And I'm going to send you a confirmation email for a duplicate order. And it's going to have the order number on it, okay? So you won't, after today's date, you will not be charged twice. You're going to only be charged to that bank card that you would like.
Okay.
Okay, so and you have one final shipment coming from this that was at $65. And then other than that, your shipments will be once a month, well, once a week, the one that you want. So you could check your email for confirmation, okay?
And what about the DB5?
James Bond DB5, let me double check. Okay, the James Bond DB5, that card is 8188, and you just started that one on May 17th. It takes 10 to 14 days to receive your shipments. We ship out on Tuesdays and Fridays only. This account is fine.
But I just received an email that said that there was an issue with the charge.
Oh, yeah. I do apologize. I see 524. That's today. They tried to bill you for the next 8. Now, they can retry your card tomorrow.
They're charging for the next 8?
Yeah. You want 8, or do you want 4? Do you want to pay for 3 a month, 2 a month, 6 a month?
Oh,
you
no,
can
no.
Tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fine. 8, yeah. Yeah, what was the charge?
What was the amount?
Yeah.
Let me view your next shipment, and I'll give you your total. 1 second.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, your total is $106.80. Your shipment total is $87.20, and your shipping and handling is $19.60 for the 8.
Okay, so the total is what?
$106.80.
Oh, I'm sorry, my phone was beeping. You said what?
$106.80.
Okay, so there'd be no reason why it shouldn't be. And I think you've got an old Capital One card too. So can we update both those accounts?
Yes, because that card is on all of the other accounts. 8188.
Yeah,
I think that's 724.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to check first before we delete it?
Yeah. No. We need to change it because I only have one Capital One card and it ends in 6034. I think that's an old one.
Okay, well, I'm ready and we can update it on both accounts. Go ahead.
It's 5178-0599-3516. 6034.
Expiration date?
5/25.
It says 05/2025.
Yeah, May of 2025.
Okay, and your card number is 5178-0599-3516-6034.
Correct.
Okay, we updated the James Bond DB5. Now we're going to update your Star Trek Enterprise D. Just 1 second.
And you said they would try to do the charge again tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir. They're running tomorrow for your 8 to be charged to your card.
Okay, perfect.
Now we're going to go ahead to your Star Trek Enterprise. And this one is already scheduled for tomorrow, so that one is good to go. I'm going to remove the old card. We're going to do the new card, and you say it expires on 5/25?
Right.
2025? Okay, everything has been updated. They're going to bill you twice tomorrow now.
Okay.
Okay, is that good enough?
Yep.
And perfect. One for the Star Trek Enterprise and one for your Jane Bond DB5. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, that'll be great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And enjoy your day. Thanks for choosing Negan Moss Collections. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.